Spirit Walker, Chronicles of Ancient Darkness, by Michelle Paver.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. The auroch appeared quite suddenly from the trees on the other side of the stream. One moment Torak was gazing at sun-dappled willows. The next, there she was. She stood taller than the tallest man, and her great curving horns could have skewered a bear. If she charged, he was in trouble. By bad luck, he was upwind of her. He held his breath as he watched her twitch her blunt black muzzle to taste his scent. She snorted, pawed the earth with one massive hoof. Then he saw the calf peering from the bracken, and his belly turned over. Aurochs are gentle creatures, except when they have calves. Without a sound, Torak drew back into the shade. If he didn't startle her, maybe she wouldn't charge. Again the auroch snorted and raked the ferns with her horns. At last she seemed to decide that he wasn't hunting her after all, and slumped down in the mud to have a wallow. Torak blew out a long breath. The calf wobbled towards its mother, slipped, bleated, and fell over. The cow auroch raised her head and nosed it to its feet, then lay back to enjoy herself. Crouching behind a juniper bush, Torak wondered what to do.